Let me catch everybody up to date, okay? A long time ago, in 2005, I was in the middle of teaching here on Pal Talk, and I had kind of like a waking vision, and it started as a picture in my head, and it became more and more real, and it was like I could feel myself falling into vision. And that was a kind of a weird sensation because that hadn't happened before. But I could feel myself being very much awake, like falling into vision or like a trance. And it weirded me out. How many of you have ever fallen asleep and you're not all the way awake and you're not all the way asleep? You're in that nether place in between the two. And you struggle to pull out of it, and then and all of a sudden you pull out and you're back. You're back awake. How many of you have been there? That's the way it was. I can feel my, and it's like you reach out to steady yourself. You feel like you're falling. You reach out to steady yourself and boom, all of a sudden you're back, you know. And this happened to me when I was awake. I could feel myself falling in that way. And I had to steady myself and I came back. And now I kind of wish I hadn't steadied myself, because what happened is, it started out as a picture in my mind, but then I began to see it, and I heard even the sounds of a great army. And this is the truth, guys. I heard the sounds of a great army and chariots and everything. And I could tell there was a great multitude of beings there, you know, a great din and everything. And real close to me was this one. I could tell it was a chariot, even though I couldn't see the whole chariot. I could see the reins in his hand, and I could see him standing up, and a spear was strapped to his back. And he had this curly, kind of dirty blonde hair, and he was real tan, and he had like gray eyes. It was really weird. And he had a very, very serious look on his face. And I knew it was an angel. I don't know how I knew, but I knew it was. And I heard his voice, and when he spoke, the words came out of my mouth, like me speaking in tongues. And the translation of what he said was, the assembly is gathered, the assembly awaits his command. Now, you can read about this. It's up on my website. It's called What the Angel Said. It's in the prophecies part. And what he said was, Shonta Daneri, Shonta Danir. And that's not like my tongues, but it sounds like tongues, kind of, you know? He said, Shonta Daneri, Shonta Danir. And that means the assembly is gathered, the assembly waits his command. And I didn't know what that meant. And I steadied myself at that point because I felt like I was falling into it, and it all went away. And I pondered over that for a long time. And I know that it has to do, you know, I figured it had to do something with Jesus' soon return, you know, so I put it up on the website. And I didn't put any interpretation to it. You know, I just left it the way it is. Well, here all this time later, Rocky, who come in here, he sent me an email. And I want to read you the email he sent me. Okay? And it concerned what the angel said, and I've since added it to that. It says, Hi, Steve, this is Rocky. I just read the prophecy of what the angel said, and then listened to it. About 4 years ago, I didn't see an angel. I saw hands just like the backs of hands lifted into the air of many people worshiping. And I could see like a platform with huge pillars or columns, but I couldn't see anyone on it or hear anything. And I never could put together what it meant. When I heard you spoke in another tongue, those first two words are a part of my prayer language. The translation of them was, the assembly is gathered. Made me think of what I saw was a huge assembly worshiping. I've always had this urgency to hurry up and tell everyone to be ready. Thanks, Steve. God bless you. Well, then we had another sister that's in here. Andrea say that those words were in her prayer language too. Now, these are serious people, guys. These aren't flakes. Okay? But it's funny because what we have been talking about, this is something the Lord has shown me for a while, but I never made the connection until Rocky wrote me what he wrote me. I already knew there was going to be a big gathering from the Lord. I already knew there was going to be a big gathering here in this country of Christians. Those who truly have the Spirit will come together to humble themselves before God and seek His face together. And there's probably going to be a couple of hundred thousand of them. I know it was a multitude. I couldn't tell you a number how many there were. But it was like, it could be 100,000 or more. Maybe a couple of 100,000. I don't know. I couldn't number it. But they're all going to come together in one place. And they're going to cry out to the God together and wait upon the Lord. And all of a sudden, I understood what the angel meant. Because it's a spiritual gathering as well. The assembly is gathered. The assembly awaits His command. And that's what we're going to be doing, is gathering, right, to humble ourselves before God and wait upon Him for what He says next. How many of you can see that? How many of you can see what I'm talking about? The connection. And it suddenly dawned on me, as many words not do, that these words, Shonta Daneri, Shonta Daner, are going to become more common in a lot of other people's prayer languages. That God is putting it in the hearts and the minds of His people, in their spirits, about this coming time. And about this coming gathering. And, I'm sure there'll be other gatherings like this across the world, because it's a precursor to the building of the Last Days Church. And I even began to understand from what Rocky sent me that those two pillars, the reason he didn't see anybody on that platform is those two pillars stand for the two great witnesses. Those two columns, those two pillars stand for the two great witnesses. And I already know that them, with the remnant of the people, will build God's house in this last days. The Last Days Church. And this fits in so much exactly with what Jesus prayed for us. Remember in John 17 where Jesus prayed, "May they be one, Father, that like you and I are one, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." The world will not believe that God sent Jesus until the church is right, until the church is one, a unity of the faith and the purity of the gospel message. How many of you can see that? As long as the world is in this current corruption of division, the world will not believe that God sent Jesus. That means there has to be a move to that unity, doesn't it? And a pure gospel message. That means there has to be this great humbling first, of God's people coming to Him and acknowledging Him as first in all things. Of God's people first in their spirits crying out together and then physically coming together as a manifestation of that. Can you see that? First, wherever we're at, we'll be crying out to God, "God, please, we're a people called by Your name. Make us one as Jesus prayed we would be one." And we'll humble ourselves before God, all of us, and according to the Spirit. Together in that way, we'll go to God's holy mountain. But this is going to have the physical manifestation of many of us coming together in one place. Maybe not every single one of us, but many of us will come to this one place. We'll be drawn. It'll be a manifestation, and it'll be a wake-up call to the world that there is a true body of Christ in the earth. That there is one body, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. Can y'all see this? So I'm in the middle right now of writing all of this down and writing out the scriptures that the Lord has given me and putting all of these things together. I believe that there's going to be many more confirmations from the Lord forthcoming to many people, and that this is going to grow. That Christians all over the country and even the world will begin to acknowledge that it's time to build God's house. Amen? And that there will be a great looking forward to, a great expectation of this gathering. that it will grow grassroots, people from all over the country, and that there'll be similar gatherings like this all over the world. I believe it very much. I believe it with my whole heart. I know what God has shown me, and I know it'll happen. And it's time for us, isn't it time for us as those who truly have the Holy Spirit to come together? Let me ask you that. Should we remain any more in division? Should we put up with it any more? Should we listen to those leaders who want to keep us in division and at odds with each other? Or should we humble ourselves before God and make Him first together and acknowledge Him? And acknowledge in all the ways that we've departed from Him. And come together in this great humbling and humble ourselves before God. In front of the world's eyes. In front of the world's eyes, that to acknowledge that we are nothing apart from God. That we're looking for the reality of God, the supernatural God, and we're not going to settle for anything less. And we're going to come and acknowledge God as first through His Son Jesus Christ. We're going to come together and vow. There's no arguments in that. We're going to vow to know nothing among ourselves but Christ and Him crucified. Can y'all see? This gathering is coming. And it's of God. It's not of men. It's about the drawing of the Spirit. Because it's God's time. It's God's time. Many of us are coming out of Babylon, but now it's time to put our hands to the work of the Lord in building His house. And we've got to ask the same question that Haggai asked. Is it right for us to live in our own fine paneled houses, our own ideas of what church is and ministry is, while God's house remains a ruin? And God's house is the unity of the faith. It's time. That's the message of the hour. It's time to come together and humble ourselves. It's time to make God first as He truly is. As the real person He is, instead of just talking about Him in the third person. It's time to acknowledge all of these truths we've strayed away so far from. That there is one body, one faith, one baptism, one God. And then God can fix His house. And it's only after He fixes His house that this great harvest that's white can be brought into it. Because God won't allow us to bring that great harvest into this current corruption of division. He won't. That's where we're at. Today I want to start doing some studies, some Bible studies that point out these things. And we're going to take it a step at a time. We're going to talk about these different temples. We're going to talk about Solomon's temple, and we're going to talk about the second temple, and we're going to talk about the early church. And we're going to talk about how Jesus stepped out of obscurity, because the church is going to step out the same way through humility. Yeah, I'm going to record all of these. And all of these are designed to get people to see the truth from the Scriptures by the Spirit that it's time to build God's house. And it's time that we started to acknowledge God in the reality for the supernatural God He is, instead of just being an idea or a word that we bandy about to gain credibility. We are building it through the power of God. We are building it, and we're the material too. It's truly God that builds the house. It's definitely by His leading and His power. But this is how it will be manifested. Christ through us. But this is an awesome thing. This is historic, my friends. This is the turn of the tide. This is the beginning of something that the world is longing to see. Amen?